Welcome back, everyone. We are joined now by Martin Zeller. We've been promoting a concert at the Paradise Center for the Arts coming up this weekend on the 10th, Saturday the 10th at the Paradise. Martin Zeller and the Hardways will be with us. We'll be performing, and Martin Zeller is with us right now. Martin, thank you so much for taking some time out and talking with us. We sure appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, we were talking before we went onto the air. You've got some miles to cover between now and Saturday night. You're talking to us from Mexico. You live in Mexico during much of the year.
Correct. Central Mexico in the mountains.
You are one of the smart ones, Martin.
Well, I love Minnesota. My wife and I were both born and raised in Austin, Minnesota. And we love Minnesota, but January and February, I generally try to avoid coming back.
Well, you got through January and a little bit of February anyway, because I'm looking at your calendar. You got a lot of things coming up, and we'll get to that in just a moment or so. But you'll be bringing the band The Hardways with you to the Paradise Center for the Arts. Tell us a little bit about what you can expect. Now, have you been able to do some rehearsing or anything due to the distance? I guess 30-some years in the business pays off at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of times I'll come up and do two consecutive weekends and just stay through, and we'll practice during the week. But, no, I'm looking forward to we were there at the theater last year, but it was just my guitar player, Luke, and I. So I'm really looking forward to coming back with the full band. It opens up a lot more of the set list. A catalog, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and I'm looking at your calendar here, and speaking of being a veteran, this probably pays off. You've got like three gigs in 5 days with three different bands.
I'm very lucky that way. It keeps me much busier.
Yeah, let's talk about The Hardways and what we're going to see on Saturday night. Is this going to be? You've put out a number of albums now with The Hardways. Six or eight? What's the latest count?
Oh, boy. I think you're probably right, six or eight. I do not, you know, I put out an album, and then it's just sort of done for me. The songs will continue to perform live, but I never want to go back and listen to old stuff. All I hear is what I wish I had done differently, so it's hard for me to listen to my catalog.
Now, but the catalog you mentioned, you do still have some songs there that the fans really want to hear. And when you give a concert, that's pretty important. So will you be mining some of that material? Will you also be going back to, like, the Gear Daddy days in some of those albums? What will we hear?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I wrote the large majority of the Gear Daddy songs. So I'm still very close to them. So I include those pretty much in every set. Plus, that's another reason I'm still working 30-some years later, is I know what people want to hear and try to basically give the crowd what I think they want to hear.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that are going to be requested, it's Minnesota, it's wintertime, and the Zamboni song. Is that, I want to drive the Zamboni, man. Are we going to hear that?
I think there'd be a lot of fans that would be disappointed if they left without hearing that, and I've come to realize that.
Now, it has been a few years since you've put out an album with either band, really. Have you been working on some new stuff? Is that something that you have to actively work on all the time as far as your songwriting? Where is that sitting right now in 2018?
Well, I'm always writing. I probably write four songs to every one that ever sees the light of day, but everything is changing so much. I've actually just released four new songs as digital singles through iTunes that you can get through my website, or at least you can link through my website to iTunes or Amazon Music. So I'm trying that now, because it's just, we've reached a point in the music business where, you know, it's between a lot of people aren't buying CDs anymore and a lot of people aren't downloading, and now there's streaming services. So I'm trying to figure out I'm trying to figure out how things work in 2018.
And you're not the only one. I think everyone in the music industry is trying to find out what the new business model is, and to I guess moderate degrees of success. The business part, I'm sure there's not too many musicians out there that really love the business part of it, but it's an important part. It's an important part
really
of making
is,
a living doing it.
I mean, you're absolutely right. I think a big part of the problem is a lot of us are really awful with the business part. There's a reason that musicians have always sort of gotten the short end of the stick is on the business end, because the people that run the labels have always known we do it whether we got paid or not. And that's not a good poker hand to be holding.
No.
We just do it. We do it because it's what we love. We do it because it's who we are. And, yeah, we're just not business people, usually.
All right. Well, let's get back to the show Saturday night. Once again, it's Martin Zeller and the Hardways. Who is now in the Hardways? Who's going to be up there on stage playing for you?
Well, my bass player, Nick Ciola, we've been playing for 38 years in the same band. We go back to our high school band in Austin, Minnesota. And then he was the bass player for the Gear Daddies, and he's pretty much been my bass player on every show and album I've done since I've been in eighth grade. So Nick Ciola on bass, and he's the one constant. And the guitar player right now is a guy named Luke Kramer, who's been around for a long, long time, played with G.B. Layton, kind of a Minnesota staple for many, many years. And then our drummer is Jordan Carlson, who's also out of the Twin Cities.
All right. Now, you have, there's a guy locally here in Northfield a lot of people know, because he plays in probably even more bands than you do, and that's Randy Broughton, and of course, a longtime member of the Gear Daddies. Is he going to be making an appearance at all, or is he still playing with you in the Gear Daddies?
Oh, yeah, he's still in the Gear Daddies. One of the things about the Gear Daddies shows is just getting to hang out with those guys is just so much fun, and seeing Randy is my favorite part of the Gear Daddies quote unquote reunions. But no, he won't be part of this show. He stays pretty busy with a couple other bands when the Gear Daddies aren't playing.
Yeah, we've seen him. KYMN sponsors Trailer Trash and their trashy little Christmas show every year, and so we see Randy down for that, and I know he keeps busy with that. Who else? The Cactus Blossoms and other
Cactus
bands?
Blossoms, who are phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal brothers. Just Everly Brothers. If you're a fan of the Everly Brothers, look into the Cactus Blossoms. They're just amazing.
Yeah, very good band. We play quite a bit of it here on KYMN Radio, especially Jessica Paxton, All Wheel Drive, during the evening drive. So tune in for that. You'll hear some Cactus Blossoms sooner or later, no doubt about it. All right, anything else we should know? I think tickets are still, I'm not sure if tickets are still available or if it's sold out yet, but you can contact the Paradise Center for the Arts, their box office there, and check their website, too. I think you might be able to get those through the website. Anything else about Saturday Night's show, Martin?
No, I'm always looking forward to coming back to Faribault. I mean, I remember the first time I played Faribault, I was 16. I think we played the high school homecoming there. So now I'm 54 and still coming back to Faribault, but very much looking forward to it.
Well, I bet there will be some people that come up to you and say, "Hey, I remember back at junior high."
It's surprising. We usually do get somebody that saw us at their high school prom.
Well, Martin, enjoy your final hours in the sun there before you hit the road to the Great White North. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes and being with us. Look forward to the show on Saturday night. Thanks again. Take care. We'll see you Saturday.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That is Martin Zeller. Once again, Martin Zeller and the Hardways coming up Saturday night at the Paradise Center for the Arts. Check their website for ticket information.